being recognized for care. I'm Melissa Patrick. Pommerain Hospital has received three additional 2026 American Heart Association Awards recognizing its commitment to evidence-based stroke care and coordinated heart attack care. Pommerain received the following recognitions: Get with the Guidelines Stroke Silver Plus, Get with the Guidelines Rural Stroke Silver, and 2026 Mission Lifeline Systems of Care Regional Award. These three recognitions are in addition to the two 2026 American Heart Association Awards for Heart Attack Care Pommerain announced last month. Ann Gunther, CEO of Pommerain Hospital, says that these recognitions show the strength of the systems the team and local EMS partners have built for stroke and cardiac care. They reflect the training, communication, and daily follow-through required to meet nationally recognized standards. For our community, it means proven care begins close to home. The Get With The Guidelines Stroke Silver Plus and Rural Stroke Silver Awards recognize Pommerain's work to follow research-based treatment guidelines designed to improve care and outcomes for patients experiencing a stroke. The recognition also highlights the important role hospitals such as Pommerain play in providing timely stroke care in rural areas. Pommerain was also recognized as one of seven participating hospitals in the Ohio statewide Mission Lifeline Regional System. The Mission Lifeline Systems of Care Regional Award recognizes collaboration among hospitals, 911 emergency medical services, transportation agencies, and other healthcare partners working together to improve care for patients experiencing heart attacks. Pommerain Hospital is an independent, private, not-for-profit hospital. Pommerain employs more than 325 employees and maintains a medical staff of more than 80 physicians. For more information, call 330-674-1015 or visit pommerainhospital.org. In Knox County, the Sheriff's Office says they are deciding not to use flock cameras. Knox County Sheriff Daniel Weckesser says, quote, "The Knox County Sheriff's Office remains committed to utilizing effective investigative tools, serving the community with transparency and responsibility, and maintaining strong partnerships with the citizens we serve," end quote, and added that community feedback was considered when making the decision. Holmes County Sheriff reported for yesterday two accidents, eight incidents, and these two arrests. Caleb Michael Johnson of Kilbuck, who's arrested and charged with DUS warning letter and receiving stolen property, and John Vianney Passio of New Philadelphia, who was arrested and charged with failure to appear warrant. Ohio's sales tax holiday is officially underway through Sunday. You may have noticed this year's sales tax holiday is back to being only the weekend. Last year, the tax break lasted 2 weeks and applied to most items costing $500 or less. Governor Mike DeWine's office says state lawmakers made the change as part of a property tax relief law. House Bill 186 went into effect in March, redirecting money from the expanded tax holiday to help fund property tax credits. The law was passed in December. A nonprofit that served as the primary organ donation and transplant coordination for the region has lost its federal license. The U.S. Department of Health has ended its contract with the Nonprofit Network for Hope, which is an organ procurement organization serving Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky. A federal investigation into 351 cases between 2021 and 2024 showed that the organization prematurely attempted organ retrievals on patients who still displayed neurological signs of life. The move affects a region of 7 million people across four states. Regional hospitals say it won't disrupt care. Network for Hope plans to appeal. Cleveland now has a new tool to help protect first responders working along busy highways. The city unveiled its first highway crash attenuator, also known as Scorpion or blocker truck. It acts as a barrier between crews and oncoming traffic with a rear crash cushion designed to absorb the impact if a driver hits it. The truck also has cameras, a speed display, and an aero board to warn drivers to slow down and move over. City leaders hope to add more of the trucks in the future. Fire officials say at least 6 crashes happen every day in the city. And finally, it's the final weekend of the Ohio State Fair. Saturday is Donate Life Ohio Day, dedicated to educating Ohioans about the need for organ, eye, and tissue donation. Stop by the Donate Life Ohio booth to learn more. Saturday night's concert features 90s acts, the Gin Blossoms, Blues Traveler, and the Spin Doctors. On Sunday, the Sale of Champions Livestock Auction happens at 1 p.m. in the Celeste Center. I'm Melissa Patrick for Hometown News on WKLM.